also on view now at the UH Art Department's Commons Gallery, Aya Kikumu, Nane alum's Master of Fine Arts thesis show. In past paintings, Lum explored Western conventions with a fresh local sensibility. For this, her master's thesis show, Lum says she wanted to use the Western art practice of painting to draw closer to place, to the Aina, to specifically Manoa Valley. That's where we met, along Va'aloa Stream. Lum devised protocols using canvas and pigments that left marks on her canvas over time.
I start by being in ceremony. Like, I have to realize that ceremony starts way before maybe the initial interaction. It starts in your mind. And I prepare myself by knowing that I'm going to be growing with the moon. So building this ahu, and ahu is a shrine, building a shrine with the pohaku in Manoa,
the rocks.
With the pohaku rocks, growing a ahu in the space of stream and engaging with that. So entering the stream and collecting rocks from in that stream and placing them on top of an altar. So when I want to document or record that process, I put a canvas first on the ground, and that opens the ceremony, and I do some offerings and some oli and really like allow the water to be with me for a time, and then I start stacking the rocks. And I do this over the course of about 3 weeks. Like, start on the beginning moon, Ho'aka moon, and then go to Hoku moon and Mahealani. And during the fullest part of the moon, I take all the rocks away and close the ceremony with the pohaku and take the canvas up from underneath the ahu and fold it up gently and take it back to my studio and dry it in the sun. And from there, the canvas is attached to other fixed layers of canvas. And then the work is kind of considered in its composition, and it's a work of studio art.
And you take it from there.
Yeah. What I'm really looking for is this methodology for my sovereignty here in Hawaii. How does my practice relate to decolonization? Well, it's through really like finding these methodologies of making and making meaning, especially through being at the university. I'm learning the way to get the place names, to reclaim the knowledge of this place in a really authentic way. And so the mo'olelo that I started to gather from research in Hamilton Library and being on UH campus, I was gathering the place names and the many like stories and chants and oli about Manoa and giving honor to Manoa. And so I was learning by like conceptually navigating where I am and what it means to me.
So you physically came here, and then you were also using, you know, university intellectual resources to add to the background, the context of this place.
Yeah.
Why? What do you gain from that?
Well, I was actually doing a conference the year that I entered into the the master's program in art. I did the conference called Mapping Indigenous Geographies, hosted by American Studies, I believe. That's really where all of this like research kind of started, was asking my art practice like what mapping is to me, because what I'm looking at them for is trying to reclaim the Hawaiian language of that place, so that I take that olelo and that olelo Hawaii and have my own experience in the land and learn in that way. The next part of this way of working is to go to new Ahupua'a or go to like the next place or gather place names and histories of somewhere else. And I'm lucky that I've discovered this kind of way of working because I'm really happy doing it, and I think it shows that I'm really happy doing it, and the community like really wants to engage in this way too. And for me, the feedback has been that I want to be in that stream with you. Like, I want to go and touch that water. Aren't we so lucky to like kind of have that with each other?
You're growing our affection for the place.
Yeah.
And out of that, a lot can spring.
Yeah, exactly. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Nanaelam, Master of Fine Arts, UH Manoa. Her works are on view at the UH Commons Gallery through May 9th. You can find work by Nanaelam, Jenna Macy, and Ava Fedoroff, all newly minted MFAs, online. We'll post a link with this story